P&E.
What's P&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Put them together. It's Thursday. That's your day. Buck ons and buck offs. Brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company. Who earned a pat on the back? How about a kick in the rear? We'll buck on our man David Pierce at the bottom of the hour. Texas baseball coach, head baseball coach. He'll join us from Omaha, where the Longhorns flew in yesterday, flew out. You see, saw they had the send off for the team over at Dishwalk Field yesterday, and Ty Madden walked over and fired the cannon. Blasted off the cannon as they got on the buses to head to the airport and fly to Omaha for their 37th trip and a chance at a national title. So we'll talk to Coach Pierce about the team and the game plan as they get there and face Mississippi State on Sunday night, 6 o'clock. We'll also have Dave Pels here coming up talking about Phil Mickelson and his plan to go after the U.S. Open.
It's a good line of folks today here.
It is good. And can I mention that, buck on to Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving put out a video recently of him delivering his first child in a bathtub with his girlfriend. He delivered the baby. Da baby.
He didn't have da baby, but he delivered
the baby. No, that would have been a different video. That would have
been a great
quite
video.
A news story.
So he's there.
No, but
in
this,
the water. They do the water thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool video. I'm going to watch it. But yeah, Kyrie Irving. We're going to start calling him Dr. Kyrie Irving, delivering babies and his own baby. Yeah. Also, I got to say this. I take issue with the latest issue of People Magazine.
Yes, sir.
People Magazine is putting out a list of the 100 reasons to love America, which seems like a good idea coming up on the 4th of July, you know, our Independence
Always.
Day. And according to them, the number one reason is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
What the hell? He's on the cover.
He's kind of a good dude.
Yeah, but that's the number one reason to love America?
No, that's not the number one reason to love America.
Is that even a reason to love America, no. Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
The reason to love America is because I'm here talking and not have anybody choke me out what I say. So, no, that's not The Rock.
Freedom would be pretty high on the list,
that's
right?
That's it. That's it. I get a chance to do what I'm doing. Fame, fatherhood, and finding peace. That's good for The Rock from Easton, PA.
He's done it's an incredible American
Not
success
Eastern, Bethlehem,
story.
PA, Freedom High School.
Yeah, he's from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But there's no doubt it's a great American success story that he's risen from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, playing football, to becoming one of the most visible actors in the world.
And athletes.
Well, wrestling. Yeah, wrestling. Mm-hmm. That's true. But, number one reason to love America?
No. By the way, the snakes are out. I saw my first snake. They're out, folks. Yeah. The rattlers are out. All the snakes are out. They're out and about. That's why I got to get a cat, E. I need two cats.
This is a cool video. That's nasty. We got to go watch the video. It's like in an outdoor bathtub, and the lighting's kind of cool.
Nah, there's and when people tell you how beautiful it is, I've been there, seen all that. That's not all that beautiful. It's not picturesque.
But
that's not like going to Niagara Falls and check. No.
It's a blessing to be. I mean, it's nature. It's
certainly is.
Glad to
have it. But if somebody could say, "Hey, you didn't really have to be there," I would say, "Fine." After the first one, thank you very much.
All right, let's get to your headlines, trending topics. Then we'll talk to Dave Pelz. Top Gun, Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And yeah, capacity crowd, electric crowd last night, 20,500 packed into the brand new Q2 Stadium in North Austin to see the U.S. Women's National Team beat Nigeria 2-0 in their final match of a three-game summer tune-up. The midweek match was the first ever match at Q2 Stadium. First time the U.S. Women's National side has played in Austin. The Olympics begin for the U.S. women on July 21st with a match against Sweden. Austin FC, of course, the permanent residents of that stadium, will play their home opener this Saturday night when they host San Jose. NBA playoffs last night, an all-time collapse for Bucky's Philadelphia 76ers, or it's a comeback if you're an Atlanta Hawk fan. The top-seeded Sixers up 25 points at the 3:19 mark of the third quarter, cruising to what appeared to be an easy Game 5 win over Atlanta. That's when the Hawks caught fire. They closed the game on a 51-23 run that included a 14-0 sprint to the finish. They win at 109-106 in front of a stunned home crowd in Philadelphia. Trae Young led the way with 39 points and 7 assists. Atlanta now owns a 3-2 lead in that series. They head back to Atlanta on Friday. Surprise in Utah as well, where the LA Clippers took down the top-seeded Jazz, 119-111. They take a 3-2 lead in that series. Playing without the injured Kawhi Leonard, the Clips still got a great night from Paul George, 37 points, 16 rebounds. Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris combined for 46. Big hoops news from Dallas yesterday. Word that Mavericks president of basketball operations and general manager Donnie Nelson is out after 24 seasons with the team. In baseball, Astros doubled up the Rangers 8-4. They finish off that quick two-game sweep of the Lone Star Series. Jose Altuve belted two more home runs, including a shot to lead off the game. According to Elias, Altuve now the first player ever to win a game one night with a walk-off grand slam and then open the next game with a leadoff home run. First time that's ever happened. Also last night in history in San Francisco, Arizona Diamondbacks lost to the San Francisco Giants 13-7. That's now 22 road losses in a row for the Diamondbacks. That ties them with the 43 Philadelphia Athletics, the 63 New York Mets for all-time futility. And in golf, the 120th playing of our national championship, the U.S. Open, tees off at about 35 minutes out in Torrey Pines, just outside of San Diego. Great storylines. Bryson DeChambeau is your defending champion. San Diego's own Phil Mickelson, who has a birthday today, turning 51. We'll look to follow up on his win at the PGA Championship last month and compete for and look to complete the career Grand Slam.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Certainly will.
I think I would rather have seen the childbirth. You know, I did witness. I mean, I was up close and personal on one. But,
I was up close personal on three.
Because I had, the first one was a C-section where I had to get out. They said, you have to leave. And I'm like, something terribly wrong here that I'm being escorted out? No, but if you've never witnessed this before, that's probably something that you – then I did witness it. But I never thought of it as this beautiful thing. I thought of it – the first thing that came to my mind is I'm never going there again. That's for sure. I think that was one of the – I think that's the first thing that came out. I'm never going there again. But
yeah.
But it's a beautiful thing.
Kyrie mentally put out a video called "Our Pregnancy Journey," and then to the finish line.
That's the guy that believes the Earth is like flat, right?
But he had this, that thought.
But he thought it was. But he had this beautiful journey in a kiddie pool with his girlfriend.
I don't know. You can go watch it for yourself.
There's a video of it.
Clearly a professional filmmaker helped him make the video. Like it wasn't Kyrie with a camcorder.
Same guy did Rocky.
I don't know. Oh man, but yeah, that's the always interesting Kyrie Irving out there. Hey, so we'll talk to Dave Pels when he rings us up. Also, Buck mentioned Top Gun Lawn Equipment. I saw Brandon Mars.
Did you see him? That was the first time he played in the Mullet Open.
At the Mullet
Open,
he
had a blast.
And I learned from Brandon, who's a great guy and a great partner of our station. He's down 70 pounds. He's lost 70 pounds on the soda weight loss.
He looks fantastic, doesn't he?
Soda weight loss.
Yeah.
He and his wife. So there's another
reunion. And Chad continues to look good.
Yeah, man. It's a good thing. It's good for them. Good to see Brandon.
Chad needs to put his calves on soda. Period. Does he have the biggest calves you've ever?
Dad has some large calves.
It made me look at his calves. Finally, I saw him in these shorts, and everybody keeps talking about his calf muscles, and if they were dying, that's the first thing they started to peel off pieces of his calves. And I'm
he
looking
can
at
survive
him,
on that.
And I'm looked at wild. Him, and I'm like, it's like Popeye's arms, like the cartoon.
They're like, he grew up on a tennis player, you know, tennis can.
Oh, sweater around his neck, the whole thing, right?
No, I don't think he grew up at the tennis club.
Oh, okay.
He grew up playing, you know, like competitive tennis.
But he grew up in like Nacogdoches,
Lackawaxahatchee
or something, Lackawaxahatchee.
Okay. But yes, that's Chad Hastings, who's on vacation. Hey, so Buck, the. In addition to Dave Pels here coming up, give me your thoughts. You are taking Hideki Matsuyama,
yes.
That's your pick.
That is.
And mine's Phil. And I want to ask Dave Pels when he calls us how crazy that is.
But I have Phil in that.
You got him? He's one of your nine?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. We'll take your thoughts. But in group one, did you take Jon Rahm?
I did take Jon Rahm. And I'm not feeling it for Dustin these days. There's something. Something's lacking in his game. Speaking of fatherhood, it seems like he's into his kids. He's doing some things, and I mean, it happens to all of them. It happened to Jack Nicklaus. It happened to Tiger Woods later on. But you know, Rory's got a kid now. There's certain things, but Rory's playing well. So I don't know why I didn't take Rahm. But Webb Simpson's, like you said, who the hell is that? But Webb Simpson is a really solid player for a long time.
Well, this is, and I saw some of the video of the rough areas at Torrey Pines. It is thick, man. The lettuce is thick.
Oh, it is. If it goes off the fairway,
there were players putting out videos and just hide and seek. Like they know right where their ball is, but they still can't find it.
You know, who really hated that for a long time is Tom Kite. Remember, we used to talk to Tom, and he said, "This is ridiculous. Some of this rough and what they do for the U.S. Open." I like to see those guys, you know, at minus 12, minus 10. I don't like the minus 18s and the 20s, you know? Well,
this one could be even par. You know how that goes at the U.S. Open.
Really?
But
they play this course. They've been around.
They want it to be but still, it's more narrow. The fairways are less than they normally are at a normal event at Torrey Pines. The rough is up. The greens will be lightning fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make this as they challenge it to be the best test of golf annually at the U.S. Open, and it tees off in about 30 minutes. Also, as we wait on Dave Felsbuck, your Philadelphia 76ers. Your Philadelphia 76ers, because you did adopt them earlier in these playoffs. I heard you.
I've been adopting them forever. That's been my team. And that's my basketball team.
Well, they're burning things in Philadelphia this morning because they were up 26 points, and every flaw that they have was exposed. Every flaw came to bear. Ben Simmons, he's their point guard, right? He runs the show. Can't shoot. He's not an option offensively, and then he missed 10 free throws on the night. And one of the reasons the Hawks were able to get back in this game, Buck, was the hack of Ben Simmons theory. Get him on the line, they steal a possession. I still don't know how a max player like that, who was the number one pick in the draft, can't shoot.
I don't understand why he can't shoot free throws. That's, you know, there are certain guys that say, I've really, really worked hard at that, and, you know, I just can't do it. That can't be a mental thing. That just has to be that's what you do. You know what I mean? That's got to be a natural, smooth stroke or whatever it is. You can't miss 10 free throws and be...
You can't have a game facilitator like that, a point guard who can't. I mean, he's going to have the ball a lot, right?
They're going to hack him at the end of the game.
Sure. Absolutely. Every time. I mean, that's the guy you want to be your best free throw shooter. That's what, you know, you want the ball in your point guard's hands. And say, what do you do if you're Doc Rivers? I mean, this is two. By the way, in game four in Atlanta, they blew an 18-point second half lead. Now they blow a 26-point lead and lose a game, and now they're a game away from an elimination. In a series that they've dominated at times, then looks like, I mean, it could be over if they can close out games, but they can't do it.
Yeah, and you saw in game four, Doc took Ben Simmons out the game when they needed a three-point shot because he was afraid that it was going to become a hack a Simmons situation. And, yeah, I mean, you got to show love to the Atlanta Hawks. They played very well. Trae Young, he was dominating. And Lemon Pepper Lou, to have a plus-minus of 31 when – you only win by three is absolutely astonishing.
It's just amazing. Yeah, that's just amazing that this Philadelphia team, as I said, I'd give them, if I can get Dame Lillard there with Embiid, that would be great. Ooh, I'd give away three or four players to get to him. I really would.
You're going Daryl Morey, who is the team president now, the former Rockets GM. You're trading who for Dame Lillard? You have to trade for Dame. Well, that would be a...
You can take Ben Simmons, you can take Harris, and you can take Del Curry. You can take Dell, too.
Seth Curry. Dell's the dad.
Who is a great shooter?
He was a great shooter back in the day.
Well, you can take that guy. And what did he have last night? He had like 30-some points. Seth Curry did, yeah.
Well, he's their floor spreader.
Then you can take him, too, to Portland. You can take all three of those guys. Give me the guy who looks like he belongs in Philly, and that's Dame Lillard. He's a bad boy. He's a rapper. He needs to be in Philly. What the hell's he doing in Portland anyway? Bring him to Philly with Joel Embiid. And then we'll find a couple other mugs, you know what I'm saying? And we can go and win. Because we can't, we're not doing this. And Doc Rivers, Zay's guy, that guy's like a...
choke artist.
He's a record breaker.
He's a choke artist.
He's a record breaker.
As we said, Doc Rivers now owns five of the worst eight playoff collapses in the NBA history. Five of the eight. That's a large percentage, Zay.
Which is telling me that's why Kevin Garnett and those guys... Won because of Doc, despite him, they won.
Paul Pierce?
Yeah, with Paul. Yes, he's got to go
already.
Well, just got there.
Okay, let's give him another year. But we need to make the trade. Zay, would you take that trade?
Yeah, 1,000%.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Just for that one guy.
Yeah, but yes. The important part of that question is: would Portland take that trade? Why would they trade Dame Lillard?
Wow, that's
they're trying to acquire players to play around Dame Lillard because they know they have one of the best players in the game.
Yeah, but Dame Lillard is telling them, "I want out." And once a player starts wanting out in the NBA, he's gone. No matter how many years on the contract, say goodbye. Well, right, and those are three really good players for Portland. But not in Philly, they're not.
You're on the Philly side of this. But look, we'll see with the Dame Lillard thing. He's always been pro Portland, and I know this after they lost this playoff series, you could tell he was frustrated.
And he signs a huge monster contract.
He's got some. They need to put players around him. I don't know that they trade him, but I agree that that would be a great pairing with Joel Embiid. That's who they need. That's the exact type of player they need with Joel. But at the same time. And he would be almost like Allen Iverson Part 2 in Philadelphia.
Oh, my goodness. You kidding me?
Yeah. Which would be kind of cool. But Sixers are a game away from elimination now from the NBA last night. And props to playoff Paul George.
Says, quit trying to take him from us in Portland. Leave him alone.
Leave me alone. Leave my Dame alone. Dang it. Hey, so the other game last night, Utah, you're thinking, well, Kawhi's out. This is trouble. Well, Paul George, playoff Paul's day, stepped up. Remember last year, how bad he was in the bubble last year? Well, that dude was awesome last night with 37 points, and the Clippers are still now a win away from the Western Conference Finals. What's the word on Kawhi? Is this a they're talking ACL issue because there's whispers out there in LA that he was out for Game 5, but it could be worse. And then there's some people saying that it could be real severe because I mean, look, if it was a torn ACL, he'd be out next year too. I mean this is June. That's a year injury for potentially. What's the word on Kawhi?
Well, the Clippers are being very cautious because we know how Kawhi's camp is when it comes to injury. He can be very disgruntled if you don't handle it right. And they're up on free agency this year, so who knows what's really going on. But, yeah, he's hurt. I don't think he'll be back at all, even if they advance in the playoffs. And, yeah, playoff P wasn't pandemic P last night.
Yeah, and here's Mavericks fans trying to give me Porzingis and somebody else in Philly. No, thank you. I don't want that lame dude in Philadelphia. We'll pass on that. And we won't. And Simmons, yeah, I'm about to give Simmons away for a lot of nothing, really. I mean, if he can't shoot free throws and he won't take a 3-point shot, hell, he won't take any shots. Would you say he took 4 shots yesterday?
Took 4. Everything he takes is at the rim. I mean, he goes to the basket, but. Yeah, he's a liability late in games because he can't shoot free throws, but you want him to have the ball. He's a great defender. We know that. But, yeah, I don't know.
And not so much last night, by the way. Zay, you watched him defend last night against Norman, Oklahoma, he was playing against last night. He kept thinking Norman was going to miss because they had a big lead. Well, guess what? He did.
Trae Young didn't. He scored 39 in the win. But, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time. And the thing you just said about Kawhi Leonard is pretty intriguing because we know there's drama there. We remember Kevin Durant came back too soon with Golden State and blew out his Achilles, and everybody blamed the Warriors for that because they were trying to win a championship. Well, Kawhi, Spurs fans know, he'll sit out. He'll be cautious with injuries, man. He will be cautious. But, you know, you're going to be caught in this thing with the Clippers that come on, man, are you hurt or are you injured? Did you tweak your knee or is it bad? We have a chance to win the NBA championship here. We're the Clippers. We've never been out.
Did he play on after that happened or did he come right out of the game after that the other night?
I just saw the highlight where he just landed funny and he was
But he played on.
He did.
Okay.
He did. But, it swelled up after the game.
Right.
But I think Zay's right that Kawhi's camp, and Spurs fans are very familiar with Kawhi's camp.
Uh-oh, Uncle George. What's that dude's name? Uncle Pete?
Uncle KY.
Yeah, Uncle KY, his uncle, is the one who
could be rolling in saying, we're sitting. Operation shutdown. Operation shutdown.
Is KY on a 1-year deal too there with the Clippers?
It was a 2-year deal. This is the second year.
How about, we'll see. We'll get to the offseason. All right, so there's some NBA. We miscommunicated with Dave Pels. We'll get Dave on.
Can I ask you this, guys, one more time about what's going on at Arizona State? Is this everybody is fired here shortly? I mean, this is not one that Herm Edwards, you can't get away with this one, right? I don't know. If you did it one time and a player ended up at a hotel, that's gone. You're gone, right? During the course of COVID.
Well, I mean, obviously if this dossier, which is in university officials' hands now, according to reporting at theathletic.com, they have it, a dossier of receipts and pictures and screenshots of recruits on campus during the COVID pandemic, which was not allowed, and, pictures with coaches. There's, how do you come back from that? I mean, blatantly.
And this is not one where the coach says, I didn't know what was going on with my assistant head coach.
Look, I'm just going on the report, and the reporting says there are pictures with Herm Edwards, with a high school recruit.
I didn't know the rules.
Everyone know the rules. I mean, everyone.
Wait a minute, I didn't know the rules during COVID.
Right, and not that it matters, but you add to the story that, remember, Arizona State had a massive COVID outbreak on their team, and they only ended up playing four games. Herm Edwards had it. And so this would fly. This would stand to reason that they weren't taking the COVID protocol seriously, and they were blatantly cheating when everybody else in college football was shut down for on-campus visits. They were sneaking high school recruits to campus.
If you do that, that's throwing out the big F word to everybody if you did that.
Oh, don't be that guy!
I mean, he is that. If he is that guy, that's the big F to all of you. I'm getting away with this.
I mean, I'm just reading it this morning for the first time and reading up on it, but it doesn't sound like it's survivable to me. I don't know what, if you're the athletic director there or the school president, how do you defend that? Because if you keep him, you have to then send, we're keeping him, and here's why.
Yeah, but not only is he gone, there's going to be an athletic director and a president and everybody else on the hook because these kids were at the games.
Yeah.
They had to get introduced to the athletic. I mean, the athletic director sees you with, who's this coach? Oh, this is Johnny Billsby from he's from a high school here.
Johnny Utah, the quarterback.
Why is he here?
Yeah, right. And everyone knew that that's a violation because it was dead. I mean, it was a dead period. You're not allowed to have anybody on campus. The dossier, according to sources, lays out pieces of both players' trips to campus and how those trips were paid for.
Receipts?
Yeah, well, it seems like whoever was keeping all this dossier and now has dropped it on the athletic director's desk knew what he was doing. I mean, it connects the dots at Columbo over here.
This ain't professional football, man.
This is, I understand there, Herm, but that's like a no on the top of the no-no. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can't get away with that one. I know you play to win the game. I understand all these things that Herm says.
Hello, you play to win the game.
You're talking about ruining a guy's reputation and credibility. You probably should have it ruined if that's what you really did. If you're doing that,
Yahoo Sports interviewed more than a dozen current or former ASU staff members this week. Multiple sources indicated that at least 30 players visited campus over a span of months. A practice so common, coaches referred to the official visit weekends in staff meetings. Coaches bumped into recruits and families in the back stairwell. Routinely were being given tours of the facility around 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, so they were sneaking them in under the darkness.
Yeah, I've been around some cheating and close to blatant cheating, but I've never heard anything like this.
It says on one weekend in October, there were so many high school kids visiting. A staff member parked a 12-person van in the parking lot to tour the recruits around campus.
Oh, my God. Everybody's in on it.
Everybody climb in. Yeah, no mask needed.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about this COVID thing.
No.
And our team had an outbreak, and the head coaches had it.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I don't know how you survive that. I really don't. We'll be back when we do from Omaha, Nebraska. We'll check in with David Pierce, our weekly Thursday visit with the skipper. Longhorns preparing for their first game in the College World Series this Sunday night. We'll talk to Coach. We'll see if we get him to confirm who's going to start that game as a pitcher. We don't know yet. We'll see. We'll ask him. It's B&E with you.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
As is common, looks like it's a pretty heavy fog is being dealt with at the U.S. Open. Look at that driving range shot. I mean, you can't even, you're not even sure where the ball's going. No, keep your head down because it doesn't matter. You're not going to see it. But we'll see if there's a delay to the first tee times at the U.S. Open. It's supposed to be, first group's supposed to go off in about 15 minutes, 8:45 hour time. U.S. Open teeing off today. We're going to talk to David Pierce here in a moment. We just had him on the line, but he was about to get in an elevator. So as soon as he comes out of the elevator in Omaha, we will talk with Coach Pierce and talk about their trip up. Now they're in Omaha. They're going to work out today at a local high school. And then, they'll get their workout over at the ballpark there in downtown Omaha tomorrow. But Texas baseball in Omaha for the 37th time in the program's history. And they'll play Mississippi State coming up tomorrow night. Sunday night, 6 o'clock, Father's Day evening with the Bulldogs and the Longhorns. Yeah, but you ever played in golf in real foggy conditions?
No, not really. Not in the place where we have been for 30 years here. No. I can wait it out.
You can wait it out.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline if it's Thursday at 8:30. During the baseball season, we're thrilled to always bring on our friend David Pierce, head coach in Omaha. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How was the trip?
It was pretty quick and easy. We left yesterday and got in yesterday afternoon. Just getting ready to go get tested. All's well.
Yeah, the COVID testing continues, Coach. I mean, we're still dealing with that. And even though your team's been vaccinated, everybody's got to get tested this morning. It's one of the reasons for the early arrival, several days before the game Sunday night.
Yeah, we actually don't test. We just show proof of vaccination. And once we do that, then we get our credentials. So that's where we are right now. Everybody in our party is vaccinated. So we'll get that taken care of and practice here in a couple of hours and have a great day in Omaha.
You know, Coach, just the excitement of being there for your players and a lot of, a couple have experience and a bunch don't have experience at being in Omaha, but it's got to be exciting for this baseball team. It's not the culmination. The culmination is that trophy, of course, and you know that and you understand that, but just to get to where you have, I mean, it's been a long journey. There's been a lot of testing. There have been a lot of swabs up everybody's nose. There's been shots. There's been vaccinations. There's been freezes to start out the, it's got to be exciting for your team.
It's very exciting. We only have two players that have any postseason experience, DJ Petrinsky and Zach Zubia. So we're talking regional, super regional, and then now first time to Omaha. So it's pretty interesting to watch this group kind of take it all in. But it's also interesting, too, because when I watch our team drive past Ameritrade yesterday, there was no reaction of just over-the-top, they feel like they belong here, and they've never been here. And so it's really pretty cool watching them kind of look at this and think that they're going to come in here and have an opportunity to compete for a national championship without feeling like they're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's kind of been what you've talked about with this team, David, that they're the same group every day. They show up and go to work, and whether that's here in Austin or the mindset you hope travels to Omaha when you begin your work on the practice field today.
Yeah, and I think it's just a tribute to them, our coaching staff, our support staff, but these players are just resilient. They're tough-minded. They have incredible grit, and they like each other. And, probably the one thing that I've loved about this team more than anything is they really enjoy the success of their teammates. And you can watch them celebrate when a teammate has great success, hits a home run, scores a run, big strikeout. And I think that's the neatest part of this group is that they get pumped up for each other. So that really excites me to watch their, ability to go share their excitement for their teammates is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's very few coaches that really have this opportunity. You've been in coaching a long time, and when your team has the eye of the tiger, when you have that, as you said, when you walk past the place, you don't get overexcited about it. You got the eye of the tiger. There's the big prize ready for you to happen. Guys like Nick Saban, they see the eye of the tiger an awful lot, and teams like that. And I remember playing against Nebraska in the first Big 12 championship. Our team got off the bus and going into the stadium in St. Louis, it was, we got the eye of the tiger. And that's what it sounds like with your group right now. They've got it. You can feel it and you can sense it.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of that is correct. And I think we're made right. Our mindset is correct. We're going to have seven other teams that probably feel the same way. At least six out of the eight teams are here thinking they have a great shot of winning the tournament. And then, you're going to always have those teams that are, hey, we made it to Omaha and we're happy to be there. And I think we're past that. But again, you never know. We have a team that's very young, but everything that they've proven and shown this year has been that eye of the tiger, as you say, and it's been pretty cool just watching this grow.
David Pierce is with us from Omaha. Texas 5-0 so far in the postseason, have only trailed for one half inning, and that's something we've talked about with your ball club. You and Bucky just talked about it too, the eye of the tiger. You make being a competitor a big part of your recruiting. You're looking for athletic guys that can compete, and you see that in your club. I mean, you saw it against South Florida on Sunday night. They scored two in the first, but you guys jumped back with four. Every time they would score a run, you guys would bounce back and equal that or beat it. And that's winning baseball pitch by pitch and inning by inning, Coach.
Yeah, you can look back at the Saturday game when we blew the 3-0 lead in the ninth, and you know, you come back in the dugout, it's 3-3, and you have a chance to put them away and go 1-0 and advance the next day. But they tied it up. They had a couple big hits, and our team finished the inning, came in. There was no kind of reaction of, you know, a bad stare or, hey, we just let this one get away. And we just kept playing. And, you know, it worked out for us. We got a runner, and then EK come up with a big triple and, you know, scored the run. So we've seen it a lot this year. It's just that resilience and that toughness that this team has.
You know what? When you ran down from third base to home plate, you had the eye of the tiger yourself, as a matter of fact. I didn't know that speed factor was there for you, Coach. That was quite remarkable to see. You know, I would probably have the eye of the squirrel going from third to home, but I thought you had the eye of the tiger yourself.
Well, Bucky, I did play center field, okay? Give me a little bit of credit.
There you go.
But no, it was just cool watching our team, and then, I don't know, it was just a reaction following Silas into the home plate. And but you always watch that, too, is when Silas, if you go back and look at the replay, nobody ever congratulates the guy who scores a run. They all run out to the guy with the ball. And so Silas slides in, and I'm looking at Silas kind of over my shoulder, and he's having to get up and go chase the hitter, EK, as well, because nobody recognized that he just scored the run.
Well, and I thought that was, a good signal. I mean, part of your team, the speed of your ball club, the athleticism. Very few teams in college baseball would have their catcher score from first on a ball in the center field. He cutting the bases the right angles, and the speed you guys have to score from first on that hit says a lot about what your ball club's all about. David, how does your ball club set up for Ameritrade Park? I mean, it's a pitcher's park. I mean, obviously, the wind predominantly blows in through downtown there. Do you feel good about the setup and how your team is set for what they're going to see in Omaha starting Sunday night?
Well, I just think when you build a team, you look at it and say, we want to have the ability to score in different ways, and we want to have the ability to win in different ways. And we've pitched well, and we've played defense well all season. And so those are two things that I believe are important ingredients to play well in this park. We've hit a lot of home runs for, you know, the University of Texas. I think we've hit as many home runs as been hit since 2010, and it's a good thing, but this park is tough to drive the ball out of, especially gaps, out of the both gaps and probably dead center field. If you, you know, barrel a ball and pull side, you got a chance to drive one out. So I think it plays in our favor, but at the same time, we've got a really tough Mississippi State team that we played early in the year, and one stat for them that really sticks out is that they've struck out 744 hitters this year. It's kind of an unheard of number. So I think the key for us is not necessarily the park, but making sure we're putting pressure on them and we're getting solid contact where we have those opportunities to get a leadoff hitter on and create some action and try to score in multiple ways.
Yeah, Coach, there's going to be that same aggressive attitude that you guys have had all year, run hard, run smart, and take off and do some things to push the envelope again, just do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our offense is predicated on the action game, the creativity. If it's a leadoff walk and a drag bunt versus a leadoff walk and trying to drive the ball in the gap. And we do both, and we've had success doing both, but at the same time, you know, we're pretty good at taking advantage of what the pitching and defense gives us as well. We don't just bunt to advance a runner. Most of our bunt guys are bunting for hits. And then, you know, the premium is the hit, but we have to make sure that we execute to get the runner in scoring position as well.
David Pierce is with us in Omaha. Texas plays Sunday night against Mississippi State. It's the final game of the weekend. Of course, on the Texas side of the bracket, it's the Longhorns with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, Virginia, and Tennessee will play in the earlier game on Sunday afternoon in Omaha. You mentioned Mississippi State and all the strikeouts. They're a power team. They hunt the fastball on offense, Coach, and they strike out a lot of batters, as you said, on the mound. Any thought on if you decided who's going to start the game for you guys and how you'll attack this lineup with your pitching staff?
Well, I mean, of course, we're going to go through their lineup, but we're usually going to lean towards our strength. We haven't made a final decision, but we haven't changed a whole lot from start to finish in a weekend series. So, you know, most likely you'll see Ty unless we find something that gives us a reason to change that. But, you know, I can go back to a reference of DKR and pretty much believe in what he says is, you know, you dance with what broke you. And we've been pretty consistent of what we do, and there's no reason to change things now.
Well, that's great because I have $1 million on it, so I have to report that. Can I? Is that official? Can I report it yet?
No, you can't. Not yet. It's not official, Bucky.
Okay.
Not official, but possible. It wouldn't be surprising if I see Ty Madden run out there on Sunday night, and that's got to make you feel good if you're the coach or a Longhorn fan. Last thing, Coach, on the fans. I know you've talked about it. I thought one of the things you told us last week was interesting that, you know, the fans, this team deserves those fans, and the fans deserve this team, and as consistent as they've been. But it was neat to see all those fans out there at the dish yesterday to send you guys off. I'm sure that put a smile on your ball player's face.
Well, yeah, let's go to Saturday and Sunday first. I mean, they were incredible. Not only in numbers, but the stadium was so electric, and you could feel it. You could feel it. You could hear it. You could smell it. It was unbelievable. And then, you know, for us to hop on the bus yesterday afternoon and have fans at the stadium, we have the Palm Squad there and the Cannon was there. It's a great send-off, and our kids deserve that. They burned it, and truly, truly appreciate it.
Coach, and we appreciate you each Thursday, and we look forward to next Thursday, and we'll see where we are. Texas hadn't won a World Series game up there in Omaha since 2014, and they'll set about trying to change that coming up on Sunday. Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Coach, keep the eye of the tiger. Guys. Keep that eye of the tiger.
Yes, sir. All right. Good having me on. Appreciate it. Hook 'em Horns.
Hook 'em Horns. All right. Longhorns of Mississippi State. As he said, Buck, Mississippi State's, you know, they're a come-after-you team. I mean, they, as he said, over 740 strikeouts as a pitching staff, so they throw a lot of swing and miss balls, which means some power arms. And then, you know, they hunt the fastball on offense. They're looking for it, and they're looking to drive it and do damage with it. That's the
It's kind of two similar teams playing.
Yeah.
In this, that they're very athletic, they can run, and they can pitch, yeah.
Both top seven teams. And Mississippi State's a tremendous historic baseball program. It's like Texas. I mean, no one is as far as the number of appearances and wins and all that. But Mississippi State has a very proud baseball tradition over the decades. And this team right there, number seven in the country, the seventh overall national seed out of the SEC, 45 wins. I mean, they're both 46 win teams. So very similar, even matchup for Sunday night, 6 o'clock, right here on the Horn. We come back, load up the Blitz. It's always fun on a Thursday, 447-3776. Your time to shine is coming. Also, a little salacious gossip in there. Coming back, being with you.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious gossip is brought to you by the Bud Lights. Bud Lights are going to be flowing this weekend. Father's Day, sitting back watching golf, baseball. Enjoying the new Q2 Stadium on Saturday night for the Austin FC's home opener. Be a lot of fun. Do it smartly, do it safely, but do it with the world's favorite light beer, the ice-cold Bud Lights. It's brewed right here deep in the heart, and just a dang good beer. So enjoy that this weekend, and whatever you're doing, it's going to be hot. We know that, but a lot of opportunities, and happy Father's Day to all the pops out there. Bud Light bringing you salacious gossip. You know what a dad bod is, Buck?
Yeah.
Dad bod.
I do.
Defined as, here's what it says, defined as a nice balance between beer gut and working out. The dad bod says, I go to the gym occasionally, but I also like to have some drinks on the weekends and eat pizza. But it says here now, this is interesting, Planet Fitness, you know, the gym, did a poll for Father's Day. And it says, an annual survey of dad bods found that they're more popular than ever. 70% of women now say they find it to be an attractive look. The dad bod.
Well, yeah, they do because they don't have any choice because that's what guys end up being. I mean, what the hell are they talking about?
69% of men with dad bods say their confidence is up from about 64% a year ago. 80% of women say they think dad bods are a sign of confidence.
What? Because that's what you're stuck with.
Oh,
that's what
man.
That is. Yeah. That's great.
The dad bod. Embrace it, apparently. That's the way that goes. You do not have a dad bod.
No, I'm just skinny.
You're a skinny guy.
Yeah, I'm a skinny guy. I'm actually trying to put on weight. So that's a problem with me. You know, I'm still in shock over Herm Edwards. Do you realize that? You know a lot about me, right? I mean, damn near 30 years you've known me. And Zay, you know enough about me. That if this is true, that would be like me finding out tomorrow in the Austin American Statesman that I've been a pimp for 30 years in the Austin area.
For Herm Edwards?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Come on, Herm.
That's incredible. All the things that that guy has said and done and the positivity. Well, that's why I'm in shock if that's true.
Well, it...
Or maybe you wouldn't be shocked to find out that I've been a pimp for 30 years in Austin.
Actually, no, not really. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I would. Listen, so, you know, typically when stuff like this comes out, other coaches don't even comment on it. David Shaw, the coach at Stanford, told Yahoo Sports, it's a disrespectful thing to do. So that doesn't sound overly harsh, but for me, being a lifer in this profession and as a coach's kid, I believe in respecting our profession, respecting the other people in the profession, doing things that you're not supposed to do just to gain an advantage. I take serious offense to that. And, you know,
I mean, that's someone knows life and death. We're talking about COVID here, too. We're not just talking about sports part of it.
Yes. It ain't about you.
Thank you, Herm.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're trying to gain an advantage against the other people you play against and recruit against because you're bringing them on campus when they're following the rules and can't. I mean, it's not, you're right. Health and safety is a big part of this too, and just to thumb your nose at it and act like, oh no, we're bringing these. And I believe even
where's mom or dad at in this deal?
Yeah, the players and the parents who were visiting campus knowing that there's a dead period going on.
This ain't professional football, man.
Come on. There's nothing he's going to be able to say anymore.
No,
he's done. If it's true.
I think that's curtains. Curtains.
Well, or he'll be back on ESPN. No? Never again? He's done?
I don't know, man.
Could you ever say a guy is more done if this is true than Herm Edwards? Done. You can.
Well, listen, I mean, recruiting by this is blatant.
Hello, you play, but you play to win the game.
I know her.
We've heard the stories about Tennessee coaches with McDonald's bags full of cash.
Right.
I mean, come on, coaches and cash, that's been going on, but this is during a pandemic. That would that take it to a different level that you're going to shut it down for a while?
Coaches and cash, no big deal. Bags of money, no big deal. This?
Yes.
Wow.
Bags of money, no big deal. Well, it's the same thing. You're trying to gain an advantage.
Wow.
All right. Okay, well, Dad Bods and Herm Edwards in our...
Mm-mm-mm.
How about this, though? Zay, are you a fan of Skittles? You like the Skittles like Marshawn Lynch?
Nah, they aight.
You Skittles fan, Buck? They make me thirsty.
Not really. I like sweets, but I'm not into that one.
Well, Skittles is coming out with new products. Skittles Candy Canes will be on shelves for the holidays, and Skittles Yoplait Yogurt.
Oh.
What sounds grosser than Skittles yogurt?
What sounds worse than anything? Yogurt, period.
Ugh. Oh, man, that is terrible. All right, well, you can decide if you want that or not. Buck off is what I say. All right, let's get to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
All right, first Blitz, so you're up.
Yeah, UT baseball is the best in the country, and they only get a 15-minute pregame. This is David Pierce.
Yeah, that's our pregame clock with Texas with
we
baseball.
We have a clock. That's a clock.
Well, you know, here's the thing with Texas baseball and the Horn. We do have 15 hours of local sports talk every day. We do
and
talk
we
a
do
lot
talk
of Texas
baseball.
We do.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, who had a worse choke? The 76ers of Sprewell and Carlos Smith.
Oh, Sixers.
Sixers.
Sixers are now like
absolute
up there with the Houston Oilers and stuff.
Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Boom, boom, six.
And Tabo is third. He's not first. He's not second. But he's third. What's going on, man?
Cetoro, your Blanquito. Cetoro, happy to see soccer in the ATX. We love me some soccer, Toro.
Yeah.
Cetoro, but I got a question, Toro. Do you know, as we get closer to the Olympics, are they doing any? Do they plan to do any gender testing? Toro, porque anoche, Toro, ay, güey, la madre.
Very interesting.
Hey.
Any gender testing going on there?
I don't know what the plan is there.
That. Find out. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, dude, I'm super confident with my dad bod. This is Mike McCarthy.
He's got more than a dad bod.
Wow.
That's
awful.
He's rounder than most dads.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky.
Yeah.
I knew that was you in 1979 hanging around with Antonio Foggins. Huggy Bear!
Huggy Bear!
You were Huggy Bear?
Come on, man.
I see Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Chepito, man. If ERCOT wants you to save electricity, just use your neighbors. Run a wire next door and it'll take care of it.
bootlegging.
Can bootleg electricity. Next Blitzer, talk to us.
Buck on to my enlightened co-host, the Buck, the free speech champion, my black Irish brother, Hogan, for listening to Joe Klatt. And Buck on to Joe Klatt for listening to me. 20 carries, 5 catches.
Ah, 25 touches.
25 touches, Joe Klatt.
Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
What do you call me, his black Irish brother?
I like man.
That. I'm down. I still need to do my ancestry. You did it in there, revealed it on air. I need to do mine.
It's You just spit in a tube.
Was it 23 and me and you spit in a cup?
Yeah, you spit in a cup or a tube or something like that and you send it off to them. And if they don't want you to have the right deal, they'll come back. They'll spit. Somebody else will spit in it and then they'll give it to you.
I'll do that. There I'll do that 23 and me.
Cool.
Check out where I'm from. You're mostly, I didn't know how Irish you actually were,
my friend.
I am.
Got a lot of that stuff running through me. All up in me.
And nearly as French as you thought, too.
That's disappointing.
Hey, we are going to talk to Dave Pelz coming up. Dave, we missed him at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk to him here after the timeout. He was not surprised at all. Actually, we expected Phil Mickelson to be in contention at the PGA Championship. How confident is he that Phil will make a run at the U.S. Open as he coaches Phil in his short game? Dave Pelz coming next. Also, looks like we may be going live to Torrey Pines to get a morning update on round one at the U.S. Open. B&E with you live, local, and digital streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.